Okay, here's something to think about. What if some of the best learning, the stuff that really sticks, doesn't come from, carefully planned lessons?
Ooh.
What if it comes from just unexpected adventures?
Right, the idea of learning adventures
No.
and not just like big school trips or anything.
Exactly. More like any moment, planned or totally unplanned, that just sparks this massive curiosity.
And leads you down a path of discovery, turning simple, looking into really getting it.
It's a pretty powerful idea, isn't it? That maybe the deepest insights come when you just say yes to something unexpected.
That spontaneous yes, when the world sort of grabs your attention and you just go with it.
Absolutely. And that's really what we want to dig into in this deep dive. We've got this fantastic personal story from the source material you shared.
The whale story, yes.
Yes, it's just a perfect example of grabbing one of those spontaneous moments, one of these learning adventures, and how it can lead to this incredibly deep understanding, maybe even expertise.
And in a way that, frankly, structured lessons often just can't replicate.
It really shows that power of intrinsic motivation, doesn't it?
It really does. It's letting curiosity lead the way, basically.
Yeah.
An organic journey, not a checklist.
Okay, so let's unpack this story. Picture it. Years ago, just a normal day, our source mentions just doing chores, radios on in the
The
background.
usual routine.
Totally. And then, bam, this announcement cuts through. A whale and her calf spotted, right off a local beach, just a short drive away.
Wow.
And just like that, the whole day changes. The chores, forgotten.
And that immediate reaction is so interesting. No
Literally,
hesitation.
none. The source says the kids were instantly buzzing. Can we go? Can we see the whales? And the answer was just an immediate, of course.
Love that. No checking the schedule, no weighing the pros and cons of dropping the chores.
Exactly. They literally abandoned the chores, packed a picnic, climbed into the car, and headed for the coast. Just pure impulse, spur of the moment.
And that quick decision, that unthinking yes, feels so critical to the whole thing.
Doesn't.
It absolutely is. I mean, think about the value of that spontaneity. What happens when we actually can just say yes without having to fit it into some rigid plan?
Yeah.
There's this urgency. The source even says if we wait, the adventure could disappear. Whales don't hang around forever.
Good point.
That immediate response, completely free from planning constraints, that's what made it possible. It shows how sometimes overthinking, that analysis paralysis, can make us miss out. Sometimes you just gotta go.
And what a trip it turned out to be. They get to the beach and they're just sitting there, watching, completely absorbed.
Immersed.
Totally. The source paints this amazing picture. The mother whale breaching many, many times, leaping out, twisting its huge body, then crashing back down with this huge splash.
Wow, you can almost feel it.
Right. It wasn't just seeing a whale, it was witnessing this spectacle, pure fascination.
It sounds incredible. And that description, how they just absorb the experience with our eyes, that's not passive watching. That's deep immersion, multi-sensory.
Yeah.
When you couple an experience with that kind of awe, that excitement, it becomes this vivid emotional memory anchor.
Yeah, like it's burned in.
Exactly. It's not just data points, it's an event, something your brain flags as important, making it easier to remember, easier to integrate into how you see the world. That visceral hit is so powerful for learning.
Totally. And they mentioned taking a few fuzzy photos with an old camera, but the real pictures were the ones being imprinted in their minds. The sheer wonder made it hard to leave. They were asking things like, how many people ever get to see that? And will we ever see a breaching whale again?
That feeling of witnessing something unique, maybe once in a lifetime,
Yeah.
that locks it in, connects the learning to your own story.
Definitely. So, what is it about seeing something like that, something so real and spectacular that just flips a switch, that kicks our own drive to learn into high gear?
Well, it's that real-world encounter, isn't it? It naturally sparks questions, not just for the kids, the adults too. It creates this genuine, organic need to know more. To dig deeper, it goes way beyond what a textbook can do.
For sure.
The sheer scale and wonder of it, it's like an irresistible invitation. You almost have to ask, why do they do that? What's their life like? Where do they fit in?
And clearly they accepted that invitation because the learning didn't stop when they left the beach. This next part really shows how deep it went.
Okay.
On the drive home, still buzzing with whale thoughts, they made a detour straight to the library.
Immediate follow-up. Love
But
it.
not just for one book. No, they borrowed a huge stack of whale books.
See, that's where the spark catches fire. It becomes this sustained, self-driven quest.
Exactly.
The watching wasn't the end point. It was the starting gun for really finding stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Moving from just seeing something to properly exploring it. That's the heart of meaningful engagement.
Totally. And the source describes the next few weeks. They read the books. The kids drew hundreds of pictures. They just talked and talked about whales.
Wow, total immersion.
Complete immersion. The source even says, "We didn't do much else, but that was okay," that line. It says so much.
It really does.
What does that tell you about the power of just letting kids, or anyone, dive that deep into one thing?
That phrase, "but that was okay," it's permission, isn't it? Permission to just follow fascination, unapologetically.
Yeah.
And that sustained, intense focus driven purely by interest.
Yeah.
That's what turned them into whale experts. Not for a grade, not for a test, but because they genuinely cared.
Right.
This kind of deep dive, it's not just fun. It taps into really effective learning principles. Like situated learning, learning things in the context where they actually apply, makes the knowledge stickier, more usable.
Makes sense.
And it probably involves flow states too, that feeling of being totally absorbed where deep learning often happens. Letting someone just immerse themselves like that without rigid structure, it often leads to a much deeper, more personal, more memorable understanding than formal lessons.
A more natural way of learning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One question leads to another. You build this whole web of knowledge. It's learning that lasts because it's built on real curiosity.
So this whole idea of learning adventures, does it mean we all need to be on whale watch duty?
Thankfully, no.
Good.
The source itself points out that these adventures don't need to be complicated and involve something unusual.
Okay, that's a relief.
Yeah, we often think adventure means something big, expensive, far away. But the source is clear. They don't have to be complicated or expensive or even take up much time.
They can happen close to home.
Right there in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
That kind of challenges our usual idea of what counts as a learning opportunity, doesn't it?
It really does. It's a game changer. They even share that lovely, simple example from a blog post. All we needed today were a few iced buns, four beautiful girls, and a lake in our local town.
Just iced buns and a lake.
Yeah. That just flips the whole script. It makes adventure and therefore powerful learning seem so much more accessible. Everywhere, really.
It could be spotting a weird bug in the garden, and suddenly you're spending the afternoon looking up insects.
Or hearing a funny noise in your car and falling down an internet rabbit hole about engines.
Exactly. It's about being open to finding discovery in the everyday stuff, not just grand expeditions.
So this prompts a thought for all of us listening, maybe.
Definitely. The source puts it nicely. How often do we just rush through our busy days, crossing things off our to-do lists, failing to watch out for opportunities to have little adventures?
Ouch. Yeah.
It's a gentle reminder, really, to maybe cultivate more of a discovery mindset. These small, unexpected moments pop up all the time. They're chances to learn, to grow, to make memories.
So how do we make space for that in our scheduled lives?
That's the question, isn't it? Maybe it's about building in pockets of intentional, unscheduled time, where curiosity gets a chance to breathe.
I like that. Unscheduled time.
And the source actually invites you, the listener, to think about your own wonderful learning adventures recently.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were tiny, unexpected things, or maybe times you just let yourself get lost in a topic. It echoes a lot of research on informal learning, actually.
So bringing it all together, then, it loops back to that opening idea. Maybe the most profound learning, the really memorable stuff, doesn't always come from the syllabus or the plan.
Right. It comes from embracing spontaneity, following that little spark of curiosity, finding joy in just discovering things.
It's about being open to the adventure hiding in the unexpected, whether that's a whale
or just iced buns by the lake.
Exactly. The big lesson seems to be about keeping an open mind, being ready for knowledge to surprise you, and letting real interest be your guide.
And thinking bigger picture, it encourages us to look at how we approach learning generally, for ourselves, for our kids, for anyone we guide. Maybe the best skill isn't sticking rigidly to the plan.
But being ready for the unexpected detour.
Precisely. Being attuned to those moments that pop up when you least expect them. Recognizing that the biggest lessons often arrive disguised as simple curiosity.
So, a final thought for everyone listening.
Yeah. Maybe ask yourself this as you go about your day. What whale sighting might be lurking in your routine? What's waiting for you to just drop the chores, pack that metaphorical picnic?
And just go for it.
And embark on your next great learning adventure. You might be surprised what you discover right where you are.